win the race. We get to the winner's circle, and then I'm standing there talking with Connie Coletta, Big Daddy Don Garlitz, and me. And I have this realization of this moment that I'm in. Just wild.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line a history-making man, a world champion driver of the Top Fuel Toyota for Coletta Motorsports and Coletta Air Careers, a 29-time winner, with one of those being the 1,000th Top Fuel race in NHRA history. It's the one and only Sean Langdon. Sean, welcome to WGN.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. We're going to be doing a lot better once the engines get fired up down at Route 66. We talk about the history. You've been a part of it in a big way. Coletta as well. We'll get into some of those details in addition. But also, this is the 25th year for Route 66.
Oh, man. Time flies.
Were you unaware of that? Here's the thing. For Sean Langdon, this is for the listeners, right? He is involved with so much history, and so much of it is more significant than Route 66, that you were unaware that you were just up to your neck in history.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of good stuff going on in our sport right now.
No, there is, and you're part of it, right? See, you're leading the points, right, to Tony Stewart, who is second. We had him in studio earlier today, and he was coming off of the win and the confidence and all that, you know, talking about how, you know, he's going to win, he's going to take over and on take over Chicago. We know that is it's a tall order, especially with Sean Langdon there. But talk a little bit about that 1,000th win. Now, Sean, based on our conversation so far, were you aware that there was so much gravity going into that race, 1,000?
Yeah, I mean, they had talked about it. I guess I never really put a whole lot of emphasis on it. You know, Rob, my PR guy, he had kind of talked about, you know, this being the 1,000th race, and it was kind of like, okay, yeah, you know, that's cool. It's awesome for the sport. But for me, I just kind of really treat every race the same. I really just, you know, my mentality of getting in the race car is whether it's doing a test session or a qualifying run or first round, final round, racing for a championship, race for a 1,000th event win. You know, I really keep the same mentality, and it's just, I got a job to do inside the race car, and I really try not to make any moments bigger than the other. I just, every time I get in a race car, I give 100%, and I really try to just keep that mentality to where my mind and body only knows how to give 100%. So I just kind of really just like, yeah, you know, that's that's awesome, you know, be excited to get there. And but I was more focused on winning the race, not that it was because it was the 1,000th event.
Yeah.
But yeah, after you get done with the event, and you know, we fortunately were able to win the race, and then you get out of the car and Big Daddy Don Garlitz is there to present the trophy.
Was that a surprise, Sean? Because it's, you know, he's a little bit older. Obviously, he's been at a lot of races, you know, and of course, he was there winning the first one, right? And he's just a legend of the sport, but he's not always there to congratulate you. Did you know something was up when you saw Big Daddy Don Garlitz?
Yeah, and you know, and to be honest, I didn't even, the thought never went through my head of like, you know, we just racing throughout the day and we get to the final round and we have a tough quad in the final with Justin Ashley and Antron Brown and Tony Stewart. And so I was focused on, you know, just winning the race. And so it was kind of like one of those where we go through the shutdown area and I had saw a wind light, but it's a little goofy for the four wide and you got one that flashes and one that's solid. And so I'm thinking like, okay, well, I got one of the lights. I don't know if that means I got first or second. And I had heard Justin next to me, cause you can hear him if you're in the lane, but you can't really hear. I was in lane two. You can't really hear three and four, but you, if someone's in one, you can hear him right next to you. So I heard it and then go through the finish line. I didn't know. And I didn't know until I turned the corner that I had won when I was getting out of the car, and everyone's just kind of standing around there. And I'm like, okay. And it was Austin Prock that had just won before. He was giving me the thumbs up. So Austin Prock was the one that told me that I won. So it was kind of wild. And yeah, I looked over and Big Daddy was standing there with next to the trophy. And then it was like, oh wow. Okay. This is a little bigger than I had thought.
You think about it, Sean, and this is part of it. Everybody has their job to do, and this is what you would want. You can't quarrel with you and what you do and how you do it. 29-time a world champion. You've won a lot of races doing what it is that you do, and I think that's what you would expect. I mean, even football fans here would be like, well, it's Bears and it's Packers. Obviously, more for the fans, you know, significance to it, but you just want to get out there. You want to do your game plan. You want to win, and when it comes to racing, especially in the NHRA, consistency, right? If you're doing well, you got all the way to the finals, you just want to keep doing that. You don't want to factor in all these other things. So you see Big Daddy Don Garlitz there, and obviously, you know, he's excited. You want to high five that guy. That's important. Also, Connie Coletta, a legend in the sport, he's also there. Now, of course, he's there on a regular basis, but everyone is super excited, and that was part of it. And think about this. It's been a long time, 1,000 races. Is it? I mean, does this mean, based on everything, you know, and Rob Goodman, you know, it's his job to come up with great reasons to talk about stuff and some of these other things. Your job is to go out there and win, mission accomplished. But with all of this time to like let it soak in the perspective, does this one mean more than the others?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's, you know, quite a bit of significance. You know, our sport's been around for so long, and the history in our sport is pretty rich. So yeah, I mean, winning an event like this, like I normally don't get like instant kind of fanboy in right away. So it was kind of like I do the race, we win the race, we get to the winner's circle, and then I'm standing there talking with Connie Coletta, Big Daddy Don Garlitz, and me. And I have this realization of this moment that I'm in of how the heck did I get here? And there's three men talking here, and what am I doing here? Like, how did I, like, just wild. And so I had my hand in my pocket and I felt the time slip, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to get these guys to sign this time slip. That'd be pretty cool for me too.
That's awesome.
So I got, yeah, Big Daddy Don Garlitz and Connie Coletta signed the final round time slip.
Well, think about this. And here's one of the things I wanted to ask you too. It's sponsors and teams and all that stuff. It takes a village to do it. Obviously, Sean, you're there, you know, behind the wheel, you're making it happen. But, you know, there are so many people that are working day in and day out all the time for the success that you're enjoying, that the team's enjoying on the track. When it comes to Coletta, think about this, you know, legendary family in the sport, so much success, and Doug won the 500th race. So when it comes to milestones and when it comes to Top Fuel, when it comes to NHRA and Coletta, you know, there's just a big presence there. Did you know that too about Doug and the 500?
Yeah, and I only had known that because he was doing an autograph session, and we had an autograph session at Mac Tools, and Mac Tools is his sponsor. And so JR Todd and I were sitting there, and we're like, where's Doug? And they were like, oh, he's signing over at the NHRA thing for the, cause you know, being the 500th winner. So yeah, I mean, they're like that, like I said, like last week, and there was so much going on. And I mean, our days are pretty filled up from the time we get there to autograph sessions, to meet and greets, and to talking with sponsors and hospitality and, you know, all these different things. So I guess fortunately for us, our schedules stay pretty busy to where we don't really get much time to, in a sense, really think about the significance of, you know, how big a lot of these races are that we're going to, and that's potentially making history and all of these things that, you know, great outcomes that can come out of it. But we just get kind of so busy in the moment of doing our jobs and making sure that all our sponsors and guests are having a good time that it just kind of, it doesn't really set in until you're on your plane flight home. And then you're like, okay, that was pretty
Sean,
cool.
It's not, you do not need to apologize. It's the rest of us. It's the fans, you know, here to talk about the history and be excited about it. It's Rob's job to present it. It's my job to talk about it and talk to you about it. Your job is to get out there and win. And that's what you're doing, is you're focusing on winning and leading in the points in Top Fuel. You are certainly doing that. And coming up, let's talk a little bit about the history that's happening. You know, it is 25 years for Route 66 Raceway, and is, you know, from the get-go, that place, and we talk to drivers as a person, of course, people and fans that travel and watch the races, it is a unique setup, right? It's a coliseum of speed type environment. Talk a little bit about the excitement heading in to Chicago.
Yeah, I love going to Chicago. I've always enjoyed it. I mean, even before I raced Top Fuel, racing in the sportsman categories, I was able to have a little bit of success there and went in a couple of the all-star events. And so I've always loved it. I wish they would go back to having two national events there if we could get the fans to show up and pack the stands. And I liked it when they had two events there. I thought it was awesome, one in the spring, one in the fall. So for me, just like you said, the Coliseum style stadium kind of feel, you pull under the tower and the grandstands are right there, and they're tall grandstands, and it feels like an atmosphere that it kind of get your adrenaline going a little bit.
Yeah, some of the biggest stars throughout history, of course, as we've talked about, but also in the sport with Coletta, Sean Langdon, one of those, of course, leading in points. And every ticket is a pit pass. And that is one of the things, you know, we cover, you know, all the motorsports, and we contend that seeing racing in person is definitely the way to do it. TV does a good job for it, but getting out there and every ticket is a pit pass in the NHRA. Talk a little bit about that, the fan experience and what people are going to be able to see and interact with you during race weekend at Route 66.
Yeah, it's, you know, obviously, like you said, every ticket is a pit pass. So you get to come in and you get to come into the pits and, you know, see the pit areas, watch the guys work on the cars. I mean, some of the things that I like to do, if I do get a little moment of breather, I like to watch the guys put these things together, man. It's an art form to be able to disassemble a motor and put it back together in less than an hour. Typically, if they're in hustle bustle mode, they can get it done in about 40 minutes. And it's pretty impressive to see how quickly, efficiently they can get it done. I mean, they can completely disassemble a motor and clutch and blower and put it all back together before you can get your oil change in your car. It's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, for fans, of course, coming up, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all that. Every ticket is a pit pass, but it's been selling out. You're going to want to get those tickets early, get in there, and it is a few days of racing excitement. The access is unparalleled. You're going to see the leader in the top fuel category, Sean Langdon, there with Kalita, plus all the other stars of the NHRA will be there in all the other categories as well. It is going to be excitement. And Sean, as we let you go, where can people go to keep up with you and the team, maybe social media wise, website wise, see what you're doing and be able to come out and see you?
Obviously on my social media, Sean Langdon 333, that's my stuff. And then we have our team Kalita Motorsports pages that we do a little bit more broad as far as with the team and with the sponsors and with meet and greets and all that kind of stuff. And then our Kalita website and also Kalita Air Careers website for anyone looking to get a job in aviation as far as being a pilot or being a mechanic or anything like that. So
we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. You can come out and see all the stars of NHRA, including Sean Langdon, as he heads towards what he's hoping is another history-making world championship here in the top fuel category. So, Sean, thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for everything. Look forward to seeing you down at Route 66, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see you guys there.